We've been, thank you for that excitement. We've been, about 3 weeks ago, we've been taking some opportunities to talk about the name every couple of weeks. And 3 weeks ago, we talked about the paint store down at the corner of Lakeshore and Clarkson Road North, that store that half of you drive past to get here, and how that was the original building of Carmen Methodist Church. We talked about how in 1918, 100 years ago, they changed their name to Clarkson Community Church, and that was their name in this village. So today I want to take a few minutes to talk about a different part of our name, and specifically today about a piece that we're leaving out of the name that goes on the sign at the road, and that's the word Baptist. A few weeks ago, we asked for your feedback on the name and got lots of good questions, lots of positive feedback, and a few of those questions were about our denomination and about what changes by not having the word Baptist in our name. And fortunately, that's the next thing we were going to talk about, so that's perfect. We'll do that today. So let's talk for a couple of minutes about what it means for us to be Baptist. I know that we often joke about being Baptist and how, you know, we're Baptist because we all turn up for church at 10:15 or 1/4 hour past, whenever it's meant to start. But we were planted in Mississauga by Chartwell Baptist Church, and we continue to be a Baptist church. For many of you, you might wonder what that means. What is it that makes us a Baptist church? So historically, since the 1600s, when the Baptists began, there are seven things that are known as Baptist distinctives, seven things that have regularly been found listed as descriptors of what it means to be Baptist for all of those years. And so I want to quickly run through what those seven things are for you in the way that I would phrase them and frame them. Here's the seven things that are Baptist distinctives. Number one, Jesus is Lord. Sounds simple, but in the 1600s, that was significant because Lord is the one who defines how you live. So in a context where the Catholic Church was saying the Pope defined how you live and the Church of England was saying that the King defined who you live, Baptists formed out of those who said, we want Jesus to define how we live. Number one, Jesus is Lord. Number two, the centrality of Scripture. Again, it seems simple, but the belief of the Baptist Church stems from the fact that the best way for us to get to know Jesus, other than his Spirit at work in us, is through Scripture. We believe that Scripture is trustworthy. We believe that Scripture is a gift from God. We believe that Scripture points us toward Jesus, and that's why we read it and teach it and allow it to shape us and form us. The centrality of Scripture. Number three, this is the one that people often talk about for Baptists, is the priesthood of all believers. See, I think this might be my favorite distinctive. It's the belief that God speaks to all of us, that God loves all of us, that God wants a relationship with all of us, and that we all have something to offer to the church family, and that our gifts can all work together to make us into the church and to invite others to be part of God's family too. See, all of those gifts, they're not reserved for a few people, the pastors, the bishops, the priests. We all have access to all of God, the priesthood of all believers. Number four, the fourth distinctive, is that the Baptist Church is a believer's church. See, this is largely about baptism and communion. It's the distinctive for which Baptists are most well known. It's the belief that people who believe in Jesus, who choose to follow Jesus, are to be baptized and participate in the communion meal. Other traditions have several different ordinances, they're called, but for Baptists, the two that we have are Baptist and Communion, which are acts of obedience to God. Only a few weeks ago, we had baptisms here on Easter Sunday, and you'll know that those are significant to us as a church because they're key to who we are. Number five, mission and evangelism. There's the belief that the church isn't just about us. The church doesn't exist for our comfort or our safety. It's not a social club for Christians. The Baptist Church is committed to loving our neighbors, to meeting people where they are and inviting them into a relationship with Jesus, whether they're in our neighborhood or around the world. Number six, church autonomy. This is where Baptists believe that God's work is unique in different neighborhoods, that God's at work in different places in different ways. And that the church has the autonomy to make decisions and pursue God's vision differently in different places. There's no governing body who own all of our buildings and make all the decisions for us, but rather we're free to hear the voice of God and to pursue who God is calling us to be in this place at this time. And number 7 on the list, freedom and equality. This is where we believe that all people are created equal, that each person is free to be in a relationship with Jesus and to express a faith that is not coerced. No one else defines faith for you. No one else defines your faith for you like the state did in the Middle Ages. Government doesn't get to decide who's in and who's out of the church. To be the church is to be committed to freedom and equality. Those are the 7 Baptist distinctives. Anyone have all of those before we started? They went, yep, I know what these 7 are. Anyone 6, 5? Anyone recognize 4 of those? Couple with 4, that's good. 3? Couple with 3, perfect. 2? A couple with 2. Anyone one of those that you're like, yeah, I knew that about the Baptist Church? Perfect, that's good. Anyone that was new to you? Okay, we got a whole lot of people with no hands. You're probably thinking that I missed the 8th one, but I don't know what the 8th one is, so we're sticking with 7. No dancing, that's right. These are the distinctives that we all understand. I mean, those 7 things that we just went to, those sound like great distinctives, right? I mean, why wouldn't we want that to be part of the name of our church? I think there's 2 reasons for that. One is because those 7 things we talked about, many of those are now believed by other churches as well. Those aren't things that just Baptists believe. You can be Pentecostal and believe all of those things. You can be Presbyterian and believe many of those things. See, there's lots of churches that believe the same today. The most important part of those things, those 7 distinctives, are actually recognized now by the word church. See, that's the term that the Bible uses to describe who we are, church, which is why that's the word that's part of our new name that we're talking about. And the second reason is that, unfortunately for those who aren't part of the church, the word Baptist doesn't mean what we just described it to mean. And not all Baptists interpret those 7 things the same way. I mean, I've just painted for you the best side, the best description of those 7 things. But for many, the word Baptist is associated with something way more sinister. Legalistic. Rule enforcers. Divisive. Self-centered. Hypocrites. I mean, if you talk to people who don't know the church well, those are the words that they use to describe what it means to be Baptist. Those are the words that many people think of when they think of Baptists. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Kristen Christofferson, who used to be our children's pastor here, and she now works at Ford Church in Cambridge, and their church had commissioned some research into what non-Christians thought about going to church. And in that research, they heard that people who don't attend church are less likely to attend a church that has the word Baptist in its name. That's what non-Christians think about the word Baptist. Because while being Baptist has a lot of distinctives that are meaningful to us, those distinctives are not just true of us, and they're not the way that most people think about what it means to be Baptist. Which means that if we're serious about wanting to be a church who engage our neighborhood, then Baptist is not the first thing that we greet them with in order to define who we are. But all of those things that are significant and beautiful about being Baptist, we live those things out. Those things describe who we are, and they describe what we continue to be committed to. See, those things, those distinctives we talked about, those aren't changing in this church. We continue to be committed to those things that are Baptist distinctives. That's the description of the word Baptist. There's a second part to this conversation, and a few of you asked the question, what does this mean for our denomination? See, within the Baptist label, there's a whole lot of different Baptist denominations. When we first started this conversation, I remember Oliver Eggert talking about a conference or something he went to, and there was a list of all the denominations represented. And on one side was all the denominations except Baptist, and on the other side, taking up just as much space, was all the different Baptist denominations. Southern Baptist, Anabaptist, Fellowship Baptist, Convention Baptist. In Canada alone, there are 18 different Baptist denominations and another 79 denominations in the U.S. I mean, it makes sense why divisive is a word people think of when they think of Baptist. See, our denomination, the Fellowship Baptist, they're one small section of Baptists. And we've been talking to the Fellowship Baptist recently and wanted to let you know, the elders have been talking about this a bit, that the Fellowship Baptist, our denomination, have actually asked us to begin looking for a different denomination. They are becoming clearer and wanting to be a bit more strict, perhaps, on some of their bylaw requirements, which says that women cannot be elders in the church, which says that the senior leadership role in a church, which for us as elders, is restricted to men only. And for many years, we've gone against that, and it's been okay. But they've asked us to begin looking for a denomination that's more in keeping with what we believe as a church. Actually, that's not the only option they gave us. They also gave us the option to not have women as elders, but we don't want to go there as a church. We're committed to that. So they've asked us to begin looking for a denomination. What's interesting is that for many years, we were part of the Chartwell family of churches, and 8 years ago, that ended. For the person who asked, does this name change mean that we're going to stop being part of that partnership? 8 years ago was when we stopped being part of the partnership of Chartwell churches. Both the other churches, 228 on Chartwell Road and King's Community Church, they have already left the Fellowship Baptist denomination, and they've moved to the Convention Baptist. One did that 6 years ago, and one did that about 2 years ago. So as a church, we're starting some conversations with the Convention Baptist. We're starting to consider a different denomination. We're not rushing. Fellowship Baptists aren't rushing us to do this, but we have started the conversations. But as we look, we are looking within the framework of those Baptist distinctives. We're a church who are committed to the best things that have defined us and defined Baptist churches. And even though that isn't what's on our sign at the front, those things continue to be central to who we are and central to what we practice. Clarkson Community Church is a church who believe that Jesus makes a difference in people's lives, that following Jesus as our Lord is the way that life is meant to be lived. And as we do that together as the church, living with Jesus and His Spirit, learning from Scripture, we discover the life we were made for. We believe this life isn't just for us, but it's offered to everyone we encounter, that God loves them and invites them just as God loves and invites us. We believe that as we pursue God in our neighborhood, in our context, we discover that God's at work building His kingdom, and we get to join in with that. See, this is what it means to me to be Clarkson Community Church, a church committed to Jesus, a church living out Baptist distinctives in this neighborhood. And our belief and our pursuit of those seven distinctives, that hasn't changed, regardless of whether the word Baptist is in our name or not. Because the most important thing about us is that we are the church. We are the hands and feet of Jesus in the neighborhood in which He's planted us. I'm going to dismiss the kids and pray for them, and kids and youth are going to head out. But before I do that, I want to let you know the elders have been talking about this for quite a while. So you're welcome to come and talk to the elders' staff if you have any questions. We're more than happy to talk them through with you. Again, like I said, nothing's changing in a hurry on our denomination. It'll be next year's AGM, next year's conversation. But it is a conversation that we've been asked to begin. So I wanted to let you know about that. Let me pray for our kids and for our youth as they head out this morning. God, thank You that You're here. Thank You that this is Your church, that we're a church defined by You, that You are the leader, You are the guide, You are the one whom we follow. God, thank You for the heritage that we're part of. Thank You for the best parts of that heritage that we can continue to live into and to live out. We pray that the best parts of that heritage, as they're lived out, would make a difference in this neighborhood. God, we thank You for our kids, for our youth. We pray that as they go this morning, that You would bless them, bless their teachers, that You would make them more like You. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Kids, youth, you guys are invited to head downstairs. Hey, see ya.